This is episode 15 of Multifamily Mondays, and on today's episode, we're talking about the 10 things investors should know before investing with a syndicator. Let's dive in. You are tuned in to Multifamily Mondays, the informal podcast designed to simplify and help others succeed at apartment investing. With that being said, let's dive in. What's up, guys? I'm your host, Roderick Jones, and I am excited that you're joining me on another episode of Multifamily Mondays, the show where we simplify multifamily investing so that anyone can understand it. On this episode, we're talking about the 10 things investors should know before investing with a syndicator. But before we do that, let's hear from today's sponsor. Today's episode is sponsored by R. Jones Capital. At R. Jones Capital, we acquire and manage large multifamily properties in emerging markets that produce excellent cash flow during ownership and a strong cash flow at the time of sale. We have investment opportunities for accredited investors. If you are an accredited investor and looking to grow your wealth, visit www.rjonescapitalgroup.com/partner. Now that that is out of the way, let's get into today's topic. The 10 things investors should know before investing with a syndicator or a sponsor. So what is a syndicator slash sponsor? A syndicator is the individual or company in charge of finding, acquiring, and managing the real estate asset. They have a history of real estate experience and the ability to underwrite and do due diligence on a prospective property. So the first thing you need to know is, number one, the sponsor or syndicator's background. How long have they been in business? How many deals have they done? How many deals have they closed? Why are they the best fit for your capital? What is their greatest failure and how did they bounce back from it? All these are important questions because they give you a picture of how this syndicator is going to perform when he or she has your capital under management. What are they going to do and what's going to happen if things go wrong? How are they going to come back? You know, it just tells you a story of who they are and their ability to do what they say they're going to do. Number two, team members. What team members do they have on a team? And team members consist of attorneys, CPAs, property management, lenders, pretty much anything, brokers, anything that it takes to get a deal done. Who are the team members? Who is the team? What is the team that will be backing this syndicator? Because it's not just a one-person sport. Real estate investing is a team sport, and you have to build a solid team if you want to be successful in this business. Number three, cash distributions. How will the cash be distributed? How will the cash be distributed, and how often will distributions be? Monthly, yearly, quarterly, weekly? You want to know because you're investing in this project, and you need to know, once I invest, how often will we get paid on this deal? Number four, sponsor fees. What is their asset management fee? What is their acquisition fee? What is their disposition fee? How much equity are they getting? This is important because you want to know how much capital is being allocated to what. Number five, anticipated duration of the investment. How long will your capital be invested in this project? Number six, the property information. What property are you investing in? What are the returns? How much does this property bring in? What's the plan for the property? How will you reposition the asset? All this is information that you need to know before investing with the syndicator. Number seven, dispute resolutions provisions. What's the procedure for disagreements? How will they address problems once they arrive? Number eight, voting rights of investors. What's the voting rights of the investors? Do you have any voting rights on the property? Number nine, provisions for removing the sponsor. If the sponsor isn't hitting benchmarks or doing their job, what's the procedure for removing them? This should always be an agreement because this is a system of checks and balances. It shows that, okay, if we aren't performing, then here are the provisions to remove us. And then number 10, information about the law firm that structured the offering. Who drafted the offering documents? How long have they been in business? And how much experience do they have? So there you have it. The 10 things you should know before investing with the sponsor. Number one, the sponsor or syndicator's background. Number two, the team members. Number three, cash distributions. Number four, sponsor fees. Number five, the anticipated duration of the investment. Number six, the property information. Number seven, the dispute resolutions provisions. Number eight, voting rights of investors. Number nine, the provisions for removing the sponsor. And number 10, the information about the law firm that structured the offering. I'm able to answer any questions that you may have before investing in a project. If you're looking to become a passive investor on a multifamily project or would like to ask me a few questions, visit rjonescapitalgroup.com to schedule a complimentary 15-minute phone call. And if you haven't done so yet, like me on Facebook at Roderick Jones Official. That's RODICK, Jones Official. And follow me on Instagram at Roderick Jones. Be blessed, and I'll catch you on the next episode. I'm out.